Now, the rest of the story. When the century past was still young, there was a British comedy troupe known as Fred Karno's Comedians. It was not unlike today's Second City, from which many successful comic soloists have risen. At any rate, Fred Karno was among Britain's most celebrated comedy producers. For a novice to be accepted into his company was an honor, and one such novice was Arthur Jefferson. Now, Arthur had been with Karno's Comedians for only 2 months. The troupe was due to open in London the following Monday, and for the occasion, producer Fred had put together a new show entitled Jimmy the Fearless. Obviously, Karno liked the material, and everyone in the company seemed to agree, but during the week of rehearsal, the star, Karno's number one comedian, seemed curiously subdued. On Friday evening, the producer sat in on rehearsal. Everything seemed to be going well, but then after the rehearsal, and without warning, the star of the show came up to his employer and said he was quitting. He explained that he'd done his best to make the lines come to life, but he knew now that it was impossible. No way would he waste his talent on such an uncomical comedy vehicle. But what about the new boy in the company, Arthur Jefferson? If someone had to die in the role, it might as well be he. Well, producer Fred had his back against the wall now. In 2 days, one way or another, the show would open, and this was not some pub in Glasgow. It was a theater in London, the big time. And whoever accepted the lead role in the show, now with so little time to rehearse, would have to be either foolish or brilliant or both. Well, newcomer Arthur Jefferson accepted the challenge. He rehearsed all day Saturday and all day Monday. If he were a hit in London, he'd be on his way. But if he bombed, it would mean small potatoes vaudeville for the rest of his life, probably. Monday night, when the curtain went up, the troupe's top man, the comic who had declined the lead in the show, was sitting out there in the front row. So he was there, watching, as mild-mannered Arthur was transformed into a comic lion. Yes, the show was a smash, and Arthur an even bigger one. And each night during that first week the show ran, that comedian who had abandoned the starring role sat there in the front row watching. Eventually, he would rejoin the troupe and reclaim that role, but by then, Fred Karno's Comedians had another celebrity in their midst, Arthur Jefferson. As to why Karno's top comic dropped out of the show in the first place, well, show business historians disagree as to why. Some say it was lack of self-confidence, others that he genuinely disliked the material. But is there a third possibility? Did the company's leading man, sensing the newcomer's potential, want to put it to the test? You see, Fred Karno's number one player, the established comedian who backed out at the last minute, well, he was Charlie Chaplin. And Arthur Chaplin's soft-spoken substitute back in London, the mild-mannered novice who might have remained in the background forever had he not been thrust into the spotlight, Arthur Stanley Jefferson. That's right, you know him as Stan Laurel, of Laurel and Hardy. Only now, you know the rest of the story.